I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The opening day of West Virginia spring gobbler season is just around the corner. We'll get a look at that gobbler forecast coming up in a moment. Spring gobbler season opens statewide April 28th in West Virginia. Curtis Taylor, the chief of wildlife at DNR, has been tracking turkeys across the state for more than 30 years and tells us this year's forecast based on food sources.
This is going to be an interesting year because mass conditions, which really has a lot to do with the reproductive intensity, mass conditions weren't that great as far as oak mass goes. So, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, we've had such a terrible winter. Well, not from a turkey standpoint. No, you haven't. We really haven't had that bad a winter.
And while the mass conditions might have been spotty, it has not impacted the numbers of turkeys in West Virginia.
Turkey numbers, though, appear to be pretty good statewide. Excellent in some areas, like the southern. I'm getting real good reports from the southern coal fields and of course, the western counties. The mountain counties may be a little tougher. They've had some pretty deep snow, and you know, turkey densities in that area aren't that great to start with. And, you know, history will tell you that our biggest turkey populations never occurred in the mountains where they made their last stronghold. Our biggest flocks were along the Ohio and Kanawha and parts of the New River. That's where our biggest population.
But he tells us the level of gobbling this year might be shorter than we're used to.
I think gobbling is going to be probably less than what it was last year. Turkeys did overwinter very well. We never have a problem with winter kill in this state. We've had radios on them. We've looked, you know, for dead turkeys in the early years. I mean, it was a mass search of the forest for you know, what we had heard at the barbershop were hundreds of dead turkeys. Well, no, that didn't happen. So what we're looking at is going to be, I think, a real intense short gobbling season.
And one of the questions that's always raised, why does West Virginia's season open much later than other states?
As I said before, I can't help it if they're doing the wrong thing. Our season is set based on years of nationally recognized research, and it's set to coincide with the second peak in gobbling, which is the peak where gobblers wake up every morning and there's no hens because most of them are sitting on the nest on eggs and next year's reproductions already in the bag.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.